Lawyers for the state say the Legislative Budget Commission has the legal right to give money to the Florida Department of Corrections to contract with companies to privatize health care services in the prisons. But lawyers for the unions who represent public employees say a small panel of lawmakers had no authority to make a budgetary decision like that. The matter has been in the courts before, and on one occasion in July, Leon Circuit Judge Kevin Carroll declared the subject moot because the budget provision the department had used to privatize under had already expired. That's why during Thursday's hearing, Judge John Cooper questioned the department's motive to use the Legislative Budget Commission, or the LBC, to continue with the privatization.
After Judge Carroll's decision became final, why did the department then go to the LBC?
The department received approval to contract with private companies like Horizon Healthcare. The company's lawyer, William Williams, says the commission did what was already written in constitutional law. But citing the opinion of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, Judge Cooper says he feels like he's being asked to divine the true intentions of the legislature.
What Justice Scalia says is, you know, instead of trying to mind read the legislature, what courts should do is look at what they say.
The unions say the full 140-member body of the legislature, as opposed to 14 lawmakers, should take up the matter again. But speaking to Judge Cooper Thursday, lawyer for Horizon Healthcare William Williams says there is more the judge has to take into account.
And if Mr. Brooks is correct, that there needs to be the specific authority, all the legislature has to do early next year is pass a proviso that says budget with Horizon. And you're home free, right?
I suppose there are any number of things that could be done, Your Honor. But the problem is we're in this budget year now. If this challenge is successful, the agency is going to run a budget deficit.
But Alma Gonzalez, the lawyer for AFSCME, or the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, says lawmakers need to know that they can't use a small subset of the legislature to make significant policy changes.
The legislative process is still a democratic process in the state of Florida. And while the legislature has the opportunity to reconsider these kinds of issues, it's not always a guarantee. When they came back for the full privatization in 2012, it was turned away. And so that's part of what democracy is. It gives us an opportunity to debate those issues, to do it in a transparent way, and for the people's voices to be heard and for their majority to rule.
Overall, Judge Cooper says he has a lot to look at and wants to get all the facts straight before he makes his ruling.
Sherlock Holmes, what he did say is the solution is the one which all the facts fit. So that's what I'm searching for, is the solution where all the facts before me fit.
The outcome of this case stands to affect thousands of employees who are in jeopardy of losing their jobs. Though a spokeswoman for the Florida Department of Corrections says the private companies are expected to offer jobs to most of the employees. But that process has been halted while they await the judge's decision. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.